శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 50 స్టోరీస్ ఆఫ్ 1 కాకాసాహెబ్ దీక్షిత్ నంబర్ 2 శ్రీ టెంబేస్వామి నంబర్ 3 బలరామ్ దురంధర్ చాప్టర్ 50 ఆఫ్ ద ఒరిజినల్ సచ్చరిత్ర హ్యాస్ బీన్ ఇన్కార్పొరేటెడ్ ఇన్ చాప్టర్ 39 as it dealt with the same subject matter. Now, chapter 51 of the Satcharitra has been treated here as chapter 50. This chapter gives the stories of number 1, Kaka Saheb Dikshit, number 2, Sri Tambe Swami, and number 3, Balaram Durandhar. Om Sri Sai. Preliminary. Victory be unto Sai. Who is the mainstay of the Bhaktas? Who is our Sadguru? Who expounds the meanings of the Gita? And who gives us all powers? O Sai, look favorably on us and bless us all. The sandalwood trees grow on the Malaya mountains and ward off heat. The clouds pour the rainwater and thereby cool and refresh all the people. The flowers blossom in the spring and enables us to worship God there within. So, the stories of Sai Baba come forth in order to give solace and comfort to the readers. Both those who tell and those who hear the stories of Baba are blessed and holy. It is a well-established fact that though we try hundreds of means of our sadhanas, we do not attain the spiritual goal of life. Unless a Sadguru blessed us with his grace. Hear the following story in illustration of this statement. Om Shri Sai. Kaka Saheb Dikshit. 1864-1926. Mr. Hari Sitaram alias Kaka Saheb Dikshit was born in 1864 in Wadagar Nagar. In a Brahmin family at Kandwa, that is Central Province. His preliminary education was done at Kandwa, Hinganghat, and secondary education at Nagpur. He came to Mumbai for higher education and studied first in the Wilson College and then in the Elphinstone College. After graduation in 1883, he passed his LLB and solicitor's examinations and then served in the firm of the government. Solicitors, Messrs. Little and Company, and then after some time started a solicitor's firm on his own. Before 1909, Sai Baba's name was not familiar to Kaka Saheb, but after that he soon became his great devotee. While he was staying at Lonawala, he happened to see his old friend Mr. Nana Saheb Chandorkar. Both spent some time in talking about many things. Kaka Saheb described to him how while he was boarding a train in London, he met with an accident in which his foot slipped and was injured. Hundreds of remedies gave him no relief. Nana Saheb then told him that if he wished to get rid of the pain and lameness of his leg, he should go to his Sadguru, Sai Baba. He also gave him all the particulars of Sai Baba and mentioned to him Sai Baba's dictum. I draw to me my man from far off or even across the seven seas, like a sparrow with a string fastened to its feet. He also made it clear to him that if he was not Baba's man, he would not be attracted to him and given darshan. Kaka Saheb was pleased to hear all this and said to Nana Saheb that he would go to Baba, see him and pray to him to cure not so much his lame leg, but bring round his lame, fickle-minded, and give him eternal bliss. Sometime after, Kaka Saheb went to Ahmednagar and stayed with Sirdar Kaka Saheb Mirikar in connection with securing oats for a seat in Mumbai Legislative Council. Mr. Bala Saheb Mirinkar, son of Kaka Saheb Mirinkar, who was a Mamlatar of Kopargaon, also came at the time to Ahmednagar in connection with a horse exhibition there. After the election business was over, Kaka Saheb Dikshit wanted to go to Shirdi, and both the Mirikars, that is father and son, were also thinking about a fit and proper person as a guide with whom he should be sent there. There, Sai Baba was arranging things for his reception. Shyama got a telegram from his father-in-law at Ahmednagar, stating that his wife was seriously ill and that he should come to see her with his wife. Shyama, with Baba's permission, went there and saw his mother-in-law and found her improving and better. Nana Saheb Panse and Appa Saheb Gadre happened to see Shyama on their way to the exhibition, and they told him to go to Mirikar's house, see Kaka Saheb Dikshit there, and take him to Shirdi along with him. Kaka Saheb Dikshit and the Mirikars were also informed of Shyama's arrival. In the evening, Shyama came to Mirikars, who introduced him to Kaka Saheb. They arranged that Shyama should leave for Kopargaon with Kaka Saheb by the 10 o'clock night train. After this was settled, a curious thing happened. Bala Saheb Mirikar threw aside the veil or covering on Baba's big portrait and showed the same to Kaka Saheb. He was surprised to see that he, whom he was going to meet at Shirdi, was already there in the form of his portrait to greet him at this juncture. He was much moved and made his prostration before the portrait. This portrait belonged to Megha. The glass over it was broken and it was sent to Mirikars for repairs. The necessary repairs had been already made, and it was decided to return the portrait with Kaka Saheb and Shyama. Before 10 o'clock, they went to the station and booked their passage. But when the train arrived, they found that the second class was overcrowded and that there was no room for them. Fortunately, the guard of the train turned out to be an acquaintance of Kaka Saheb, and he put them up in the first class. Thus, they travelled comfortably and alighted at Kopargaon. Their joy knew no bounds when they saw their Nana Saheb Chandorkar, who was also bound for Shirdi. Kaka Saheb and Nana Saheb embraced each other, and then, after bathing in the sacred Godavari river, they started for Shirdi. After coming there and getting Baba's darshan, Kaka Saheb's mind was melted. His eyes were full of tears, and he was overflowing with joy. Baba said to him that he was also waiting for him and had sent Shyama ahead to receive him. Kaka Saheb then passed many happy years in Baba's company. He built a wada in Shirdi, which he made as his more or less the permanent house. The experiences he got from Baba are so manifold that it is not possible to relate them all here. The readers are advised to read a special Kaka Saheb Dikshit, number of Sri Sai Leela Magazine, volume 12, number 6 to 9. We close this account with the mention of one fact only. Baba had comforted him by saying that in the end, he will take him in air couch, that is Viman, that is secure him a happy death. This came out true. On the 5th July 1926, he was travelling in the train with Hemant Pant and talking about Sai Baba. He seemed deeply engrossed in Sai Baba. All of a sudden, he threw his neck on Hemant Pant's shoulder and breathed his last with no trace of pain and or uneasiness. Om Shri Sai. Shri Tambe Swami. We come to the next story, which shows how saints love each other with fraternal affection. Once, Shri Vasudevanand Saraswati, known as Shri Tambe Swami, encamped at Rajamahendri, that is, Andhra country, on the banks of the Godavari. He was devout, orthodox, dhyani, and yogi bhakta of the Dattatreya. One, Mr. Pundalik Rao, leader of Nanded, that is, Nizam state, went to see him with some friends. While they were talking with him, the names of Shirdi and Sai Baba were casually mentioned. Hearing Baba's name, the Swami joined hands with reverence and, taking a coconut, gave it to Pundalik Rao and said to him, "Offer this to my brother Sai with my pranam and request him not to forget me but ever love me." He also added that Swamis do not generally bow to others, but in this case an exemption has to be made. Mr. Pundalik Rao consented to take the coconut and his message to Baba. The Swami was right in calling Baba a brother, for as he maintained an Agnihotra, that is sacred fire, day and night in his orthodox fashion. Baba too kept his Agnihotra, that is Dhuni, ever burning in the masjid. After 1 month, Pundalik Rao and others left for Shirdi with a coconut and reached Manmad. And as they felt thirsty, they went to a rivulet for drinking water. As water should not be drunk on an empty stomach, they took out some refreshments, that is Chivda, that is flattened rice mixed with spice. The Chivda tasted most pungent, and in order to soften it, as someone suggested, broke the coconut and mixed it scrapling with it. Thus, they made the Chivda more tasty and palatable. Unfortunately, the coconut turned out to be the same that was entrusted to Pundalik Rao. As they neared Shirdi, Pundalik Rao remembered the trust, that is the coconut, and was very sorry to learn that it was broken and consumed. He came to Shirdi and saw Baba. Baba had already received a wireless message regarding the coconut from the Tembe Swami, and himself asked Pundalik Rao first to give the thing sent by his brother. He held fast Baba's feet, confessed his guilt and negligence, repented and asked for Baba's pardon. He offered to give another fruit as a substitute, but Baba refused to accept it, saying that the worth of that coconut was far more than an ordinary one, and that it could not be replaced by another. Baba also added, "Now, you need not worry yourself anymore about the matter. It was on account of my wish that the coconut was entrusted to you, and ultimately broken on the way. Why should you take the responsibility of the actions on you? Do not entertain the sense of doership in doing good, as well as for bad deeds. Be entirely prideless and egoless in all things, and thus your spiritual progress will be rapid." What a beautiful spiritual instruction Baba gave. Om Shri Sai. Balram Dhurandhar, 1878 to 1925. Mr. Balram Dhurandhar belonged to the Pathare Prabhu community of Santa Cruz, Mumbai. He was an advocate of the Mumbai High Court and sometime principal of the Government Law School, Mumbai. The whole Dhurandhar family was pious and religious. Mr. Balram served his community and wrote and published on account of it. He then turned his attention to spiritual and religious matters. He studied carefully Gita and its commentary, Dhyaneshwari, and other philosophical and metaphysical works. He was a devotee of Vitoba of Pandrapur. He came in contact with Sai Baba in 1912. 6 months earlier, his brother Babulji and Vaman Rao came to Shirdi and took Baba's darshan. They returned home and mentioned their sweet experiences to Balram and other members. Then they all decided to see Sai Baba. Before they came to Shirdi, Baba declared openly that today many of my Darbar people are coming. The Dhurandhar's brothers were astonished to hear this remark of Baba from others, as they had not given any previous intimation of the trip. All other people prostrated themselves before Baba and sat talking with him. Baba said to them, "These are my Darbar people, whom I referred before," and said to the Dhurandhar brothers, "We are acquainted with each other for the last 60 generations. All the brothers were gentle and modest. They stood with joined hands looking at Baba's feet. All the sattvic emotions such as tears, horripilations, choking, etc., moving them, and they were all happy. Then they went to their lodging, took their meals, and after taking a little rest, again came back to the masjid. Balram sat near Baba, massaging his legs. Baba, who was smoking the chilam, advanced it towards him and beckoned him to smoke it. Balram was not accustomed to smoking. Still, he accepted the pipe, smoked it with great difficulty, and returned it reverentially. This was the most auspicious moment for Balram. He was suffering from asthma for 6 years. This smoke completely cured him of the disease, which never troubled him again. Some 6 years later, on a particular day, he again got an attack of asthma. This was precisely the time when Baba took his Mahasamadhi. The day of this visit was a Thursday, and the Dhurandhar brothers had the good fortune of witnessing the Chavadi procession that night. At the Aarti function in the Chavadi, Balram saw the glow of Pandurang on Baba's face, and next morning at the Kakad Aarti time, the same phenomenon, the same luster of the beloved deity, Pandurang was visible again on Baba's face. Mr. Balaram Durandhar wrote in Marathi the life of Maharashtra Saint Tukaram, but he did not survive to see its publication. It was published later on by his brother in 1928. In a short note on Balaram's life, given in the beginning of that book, the above account of Balaram's visit has been fully corroborated. White, page 6 of the book. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.